Isn't that cool? We live at a time when we can do things like that. I think that's just so cool to be able to talk to someone live, see them on the other side of the world, and it's just so easy to do, you know. There wasn't any delay. I can remember as a kid making long-distance phone calls from Europe where we lived, and there'd always be a delay, and you'd have to talk really loud, even just over the phone lines. And now, wow, we have stuff like that. So be continuing to pray for those guys. They, along with how many others? I think there's about five other people that are part of the FEC team over in West Africa right now. And if, as most of you probably know, there is a lot of Ebola going around Africa right now. It hasn't affected their area much yet. I think the Sprungers had told me there was one case in Senegal or Dakar. I can't remember exactly where it was. So it's a little bit close. And we just have no idea what's going to happen with all this. So just be praying for their health and safety as well. I didn't get really a chance to talk to them about that today, but I know that's one of the concerns that we need to be thinking about. So continue to lift them up to the Lord. Today, I would like to talk to you a little bit about faith. And really, the question I want to ask is, what is faith, really? We come together as Christians because of our faith in Christ. We're taught to live by faith. The Apostle Paul wrote, we walk by faith, not by sight. But have you ever stopped and thought about what that really means? What does it really mean to live by faith? What does that word actually mean? Is faith something that impacts the way we think and act in just certain situations? Or is it something we express at certain times and in certain places? Or is it more all-encompassing? Does it affect everything that we do and say? And this is a debate that goes on constantly with people about where does faith fit into our lives and how does it really affect us? Is it just a spiritual and religious matter? Does it apply to other kinds of beliefs as well? There are lots of people who say that they don't live by faith at all, that they only live by reason, which raises the question, are faith and reason opposites? Are they completely different things? I've always felt that these kinds of questions are really important for us to consider, and I think that's even more important now, at the time that we live in right now, because these questions about faith are really at the root of a lot of debate and discussion going on in our country all over the place. There are court cases being held in our country where at the root is the question about how much should faith be allowed to affect the way a person interacts with others in the culture or run their businesses or things like that. How much should faith affect public policy? And this is a huge question in a nation that was founded on the idea of freedom of religion. What is that faith? How much should it affect our lives? And as we all continue to interact with people in our culture and continue to seek out people who don't know Christ, we're all going to run into those kinds of questions about what is this faith that you say you live by? Why do you live by it? You're going to be challenged. And unless you have some answers to some of the questions that are going to come up, you may find yourself in a situation where you're not sure what to say, or you may even find yourself thrown into doubt about your own faith. It's important to take some time to consider, what is this faith that we live by? How does it impact my life? In 1 Peter 3:15, the Apostle Peter writes, "Have no fear of them," referring to those who would harm you for your faith. "Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect." And I want to make sure that we're all prepared for those moments when somebody will ask you about your faith or maybe challenge what you believe and why you believe it. It's important to know how to respond to those things. So over the next several weeks, we're going to explore some reasons for faith. We're going to discuss some of these questions that might come up, like why should we trust the Bible? Why believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he rose from the dead? Or how do you explain that God is good while there's still evil in the world? These are challenges that people raise, and it's important for us to be able to answer them. I want to make sure that we're all ready to have those answers for anyone who might ask you for the reason that you put hope in Christ. And today, I want to go back to the first question as an introduction. What is faith? What does it really mean to have faith in something? And as I really think about that question, I find that as I look back over my life, I can see that there's certain points in my life where I've developed new understanding about what faith is. And I want to use that as kind of a structure for discussing what faith is. First of all, I can recall as a young child going back to Sunday school days and hearing that question about what is faith, how do you define faith, and really developing the idea that faith is just belief in something. But when I really stop and think about it, faith is really more than just belief in something, because you can believe there is a God, and you can believe that Jesus died for our sins, but I also believe that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. I believe that if I would take a pencil and I drop it, it would fall to the floor. Is that faith, just to believe in those things as well, or is there something different about those things? So faith is more than just belief in something. The dictionary provides us with several different definitions for faith that kind of get at the idea of what we're talking about. It could be anything believed, a simple idea. That was the simple idea that I started with. Or it could be loyalty or allegiance to a duty or person. You have faith or trust in somebody. And that's the next definition, complete trust or reliance. There's also this definition that people will put out as that faith is a religion or system of religious beliefs, that like the Christian faith they talk about. It's a faith community. And that one I really, I tend to disregard a little bit more. It's just kind of a label for who we are. But as I go on and as I develop my ideas of faith, you understand that faith is more than just a religious thing. It does have something to do with loyalty and trust and belief. And it's important for us to understand how to apply those in our lives. And what it means to live by faith in Christ means having that loyalty and trust in Him. Those are things that we continue to work on as we mature in our faith. But as I grew in my own understanding of faith, I went off to college and encountered a couple definitions of faith that really started to bother me, actually. As many of you know, I pursued a degree in science, studying genetics in college, and I especially found these next two definitions of faith very common among scientists that I met. These are both taken from Webster's Dictionary. The next definition is, faith is unquestioning belief in God or religious tenets, etc. And it's that unquestioning belief that really bothered me. Because I was being trained as a scientist, and as a scientist being trained to ask questions. To understand whether something is true or not, we have to ask questions about them. And there's this idea out there, especially that religious people never question what they believe. They have unquestioning devotion to what they've been told. And that the idea behind that is not, it goes beyond just loyalty and trust, but that you're never going to even listen to any argument that says you might be wrong. You're going to take whatever you've been told by religious leaders, by spiritual books, whatever it is that you've been taught, you're going to say, this is truth no matter what anyone else tells me. You can have hard facts right in front of your faith and you won't even listen to them because you have this unquestioning belief in God. It's a very common idea in our culture. Is that really what faith is? That really leads into the next definition, was that faith is an unquestioning belief that does not require proof or evidence. So is faith something we believe in the absence of any kind of evidence at all? And what that tells me is that it doesn't have to do anything with truth. It doesn't have to do anything with the real world. It's just whatever we've been taught to believe, you just believe it. Now, as a scientist, being taught as a scientist, we were taught to use reason to develop ideas, to have theories for how the body works. And those theories need to be based on proof or evidence. And as someone who loves science, I certainly embrace that idea, but as also a Christian, and encountered that idea that religious or spiritual belief was to be rejected because there was no proof or evidence to support it. And that pitted faith against reason. That's where I came up with that idea that when I mentioned before, are faith and reason opposites? So there are many in our culture who would say that they are. You have those who live by scientific thought and logic and reason, and those who live by faith, just simply believing what they've been told. And you probably already know where I'm going with this, that there's something wrong with that kind of thinking. That's not what faith is ever intended to be. There are those who live that way, and not just in religious circles. There's all kinds of people who live believing in things that they've been told simply because they've been told them. There are people like that in the world. We can't deny that. But that's not the kind of faith that Christ calls us to live by. Because how can faith stand if there really is no support for it? How can we believe in something if there is no evidence to suggest its truth? We don't put our faith in Christ just because it feels good. We put our faith in Christ because we believe that this is the truth. And it's important to understand it to be true if we're going to maintain that faith. There's got to be good reasons to believe what we have faith in if that's where we're going to put our loyalty and devotion. And this struggle that I had between faith and reason really prompted me to start asking questions about my own faith in Christ. I wanted to be sure that there really was good reason for it. I also began to realize that faith, the idea of faith, isn't just a spiritual or religious thing. There are plenty of scientific ideas that I found to be largely dependent upon faith, just as much as my Christian faith was. And this was confirmed as I continued in my studies and went into graduate school, started learning about the basis of scientific thought. And it became clear that our current understanding of how the body works and how genetics works was based on both a mixture of past research and certain assumptions people have made throughout the years about how life should work. Those assumptions are our best guesses because we don't know exactly what's happening. And our goal as scientists was to learn the truth and be devoted to our understanding, but also to acknowledge that we might learn some new things, that some of those assumptions might have been wrong, right? If we're really going to be good scientists, I was taught, we need to be careful not to assume that our assumptions were true to the point that we would never question them. And I thought, oh, that sounds very similar to what I'm learning about my Christian faith, that I have a devotion to Christ. I believe in God's word. But it's okay to test those things, to test those beliefs. And if it's really true, then my faith is going to be built up stronger. If it's not true, then I don't want to hang on to things that are not truth. And I may have learned a few things along the way where my understanding of who God was may have been off. And as I tested those things, I could develop a better understanding of who he was. It occurred to me that faith, religious faith, and scientific understanding were not all that different. They're very similar. It made me realize that faith was not just about those spiritual beliefs. Faith is something that every person lives with. Every person has a basic understanding about the world. They have certain foundational beliefs about why we're here, what the purpose of life is, how did we get here in the first place. Every person, whether they've thought about it or not, has that underlying belief about life. And it's all based on faith. Because there are certain things we just can't know, we can't study and observe concretely. There are different kinds of belief that we can have in things. There are certain things in life that we can observe directly. We can see that the sun rises in a certain way. Scientists have mapped the stars and how they move, and they see a regular cycle. And out of that, we've developed things like clocks and calendars, and we've understood seasons, all before ever launching a rocket into space. These are the kinds of things that science does really good at, the things that we can directly observe. But then there's those beliefs that we have, or those things that we can't directly to see. In my training in genetics, we talked about how DNA duplicated in a cell. That's not something that we can see directly. We can't actually see DNA replicating in the cells and how everything happens to make a cell divide. What we can see is the effects of that. We see that one cell becomes two, and then it multiplies from there, and each of those cells has copies of the DNA in it, and we can test all kinds of different factors that we can see effects of and start to develop theories about how this all happens, how a single cell can become a whole human being. There's lots of different effects we can observe, and we can use our reason and logic to try to understand what's happening and develop ideas. And that's where faith comes in. We start to say, well, we trust that we've thought this through carefully, we've observed it well, and then we have faith that our conclusions are right. The same is true about our beliefs in God. We can't see God. We weren't there when He created the world. We can't see forgiveness happening when someone puts their faith in Christ. And we can't see the Holy Spirit among us. But we can see the effects of that. We can see what a difference it makes for a person to live by God's word, what difference it makes to live for Christ. And from those effects, we can use our logic and reason again to develop beliefs that by faith we believe are true because of what we've seen. And all of this takes me to Hebrews 11, verse 1, which says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen." When I read that statement, that doesn't say faith is this belief that I've been told something or it feels good and I think it's right and that's going to give me hope and conviction. No, it says faith is assurance. It's something that gives us good reason to trust in it, good reason to hold on to the things that we hope for. There's something solid to a faith like that. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to have. Not simply a belief because you've been told to believe it and it's been passed on for generations, but because it has withstood the test of time. It has withstood all kinds of challenges that maybe you yourself have dug in and said, why do I believe these things and why should I believe these things? That kind of faith can provide assurance and conviction. And that kind of faith, as I said, is not just limited to religious beliefs. I knew plenty of scientists who believed what they were told simply because they were told it. There are all kinds of people, as I said, who have unquestioning faith in what they've been told. But God doesn't call us to live by that kind of faith. He calls us to live by a more solid and sure faith than that. God invites us to examine and question our faith in Him. That doesn't mean that we're going to doubt it. That doesn't mean we don't really believe. You can believe fully in something and still examine it and still question it and say, am I sure about this? Because as you question it, you will build that faith even more and you will grow closer to the truth. There's a couple of Bible verses that I brought out that point out how well and how much God invites us to examine our faith in Him. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring in the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, there will not be enough room to store it." He invites the people to test Him, to test His promises. In John chapter 20, we read about the apostle Thomas, who didn't believe that Jesus had come back from the grave. He wasn't there when everyone else saw it. He couldn't believe their story. And then Jesus showed up. He didn't rebuke Thomas for his doubts. He didn't send him out. He said, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach your hand into my side and stop doubting and believe." He invited Thomas to test those things, to see for himself that there was truth in what he was being told. In that case, it took him from doubting to believing. But even when we believe, we can check those things out and be even more sure of them. So as we examine our faith, reason kicks in our lives to analyze what we observe. We can tell ourselves, well, that makes sense. That fits with what I see. And that reasoning can build our faith, strengthen our beliefs, and redirect things that don't fit. So in the end, we're left with a faith that tells us how to really make sense of the world, how to make sense of things that we can't see. And we have a more certain conviction in that faith because it fits with the things that we do know. So whatever we hope for in life, and all those things that we long for, we can be sure of those things with that kind of faith, a faith that has been tested and stands strong. So I want to encourage you all today to have that kind of strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be assured that he is the Son of God who went to the cross and died and rose again for your sins so that you can be forgiven. And that through him and because of him, you can have a new and eternal life filled with God's Holy Spirit. That is a faith that has withstood hundreds of years of challenges. As early as 150 AD, Christians began writing defenses of the Christian faith, writing reasons to have faith in Christ versus believing any other system of philosophy that existed. 150 AD. And throughout all the years since then, there have been all kinds of challenges to Christian faith. Changes in science, new archaeological discoveries, different philosophies of life have come and gone, and all kinds of claims have been raised that there is no God and there's no reason to believe in God anymore. And none of those has ever been able to provide reasons to doubt faith in Jesus Christ, that the Bible is his word and declares the truth about who God is and salvation through Christ. I don't even know of any other faith or belief system out there that invites challenges this way that Christianity has. I did some research on that just a little bit yesterday. There's no other faith system out there that invites people to put challenges to it and then faces those challenges with reason and logic the way Christians have for hundreds of years. And so the result has been this growing strength, this growing foundation of faith that we can stand on. Your faith in Christ is a faith that can give you assurance for the things that you hope for and conviction in the things that you cannot see. And I want to encourage you to take a look at that faith. Join us over the next couple weeks as we explore some of those topics. And if you have any other questions that we don't explore, be sure to ask them. It's important to look at that faith and be ready to answer people when those challenges do come. There's nothing to fear in having people ask why you believe what you do and really questioning whether it's worth believing those things. As I said, there's been hundreds and hundreds of years of challenges to the Christian faith, and it has withstood all of those challenges. So this faith is something you can stand on, but I want to make sure you have a solid foundation yourself. So I want to just pray today that God would continue to strengthen your faith in him as you ask those questions, as we explore these things together. So let's give him thanks now for the love that he's shown us and for the faith that he builds in us as we continue to draw close to him and even expressing those questions that we have about our faith. Let's give him thanks for being here today, and then we'll close with worship together. Lord God, we just thank you that you've given us and called us to a faith that is sure. Lord, I can think of so many things that I have believed in or thought throughout my life that turned out to be worthless. But this one thing, knowing you and living by faith in your Son, has withstood every challenge and has given me greater and greater confidence to know that I can live with hope in all that you've promised. And I pray for that same hope and that same assurance to be built in everyone who's part of this church, Lord, that we may all know that this faith that you've given us and called us to is something we can be sure of. That there are all kinds of things that we can't see directly. We can't know directly. We've just been passed down to us through the centuries from people who've gone before us. But we can trust in those things because of what you have done. And I'm just so thankful for that faith and that kind of faith that we can live for. I pray that you help us to call other people into that faith and help them see just how more sure and more solid this faith is than any other faith they can live by. I pray for your blessing on this gathering, Lord, as we go out into the world this week. I pray that you bring us all back together to continue to celebrate you and grow in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.